So joining the kingdom, how did you guys feel when that all happened?
It was life-changing, man. I mean, it was, for me personally, I mean, I went from being like a New England indie guy that, I wrestled outside of New England. Me and Vinny had a tag match against the Hardy Boys in North Carolina. We've been like outside of our area. We've traveled. We've been on the road and things, but Ring of Honor is a different level of exposure. That's television, and that's now you're starting to get into like actual media and like real things that matter, real money, and
sure.
and televised angles and pay-per-views and things. And now you're talking about someone investing in you, and you know, it's just it was a life-changing experience for me. I mean, I'm sure it is for Vinny, but I mean, I'll let him tell his side.
Yeah, it definitely was. And like right before that, I was a little worried because I did bring another life into the world that I'm responsible for. So it was like I needed it to happen. And, you know, something had to happen for me. If I'm going to stick with this and do this, I can't, you know, fart around for the rest of my life.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I got priorities. You know what I'm saying? So, but I wasn't gonna stop. You know what I mean? Until something happened. I was always kind of like that. There was a little mediocre hiatus I took just to kind of like get a family situated, because my wife didn't want a family, so I wasn't going to just say see you later to her and just vote, you know what I mean? I tried to balance the two out.
Sure.
So I took care of
that's
that.
That's a job within itself.
Right,
yeah.
I took care of that, and then I got myself situated again, came back. I had several matches like from 2012, like with Ring of Honor, you know, against Davey Richards, Tommaso Ciampa. I had a Ring of Honor World title shot against Jay Lethal in my hometown, which was really, really awesome. And then when the debut happened, which was really cool, because like I started with Taven. I've known Taven for about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And like we were always close. Like we would always travel together on the indie circuit. We'd tag together before he even did Ring of Honor. You know, even while he was at Ring of Honor, local shows we would still tag. So we were always very close. So like, to bring that, and then later meeting TK, and then to bring that, you know, group of friends, and like transferring it to television, it's just like it's a very natural thing. We're very comfortable with each other. It's like it's cool. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better thing. I mean, it really is. You know, very grateful for it. It's
really
rare.
That's really what it comes down to, is like we're lucky guys, but we're guys who created their own luck. You know what I mean? We're blessed for the opportunities, but I mean, make no mistake about it, like we did everything that you could possibly do to get in position to make this stuff happen. So I mean, on one hand I feel so fortunate, on the other hand I feel very validated.